transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
I will add it to you. And that doesn't just mean just, you know, a meal on your table. That's included. But what does your destiny encompass? God said, I'll add it to you. Amen? All right. So in 1 Chronicles chapter 12, we've prayed this all the time. I do, and I hope you do as well. But I ask God for this spirit. 1 Chronicles 12, verse 32. We're talking about our appointed time, the appointed time. God has appointed a time of harvest for you. It ain't 9 o'clock yet. I didn't hear anybody over here say that. I got good hearing. All right, let's get up here. Y'all ain't putting me to sleep. And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of times. Remember the Lord said, the stork, the turtle, they know their times. He said, but my people don't know the judgment of God when God's moving in a certain way. But that doesn't have to be you. Tell somebody, that don't have to be you. Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do. The heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their command. They had understanding of times. They were able by the Spirit to gauge times. They were able to gauge the judgments of God. They understood, like Israel, when they were in the desert, in the wilderness, when the cloud moved, they moved. If the cloud didn't move, they weren't going to move. Amen. There was a cloud by day, pillar of fire by night, in that desert by day to cover them and keep them from the heat, and to guide them, and at night to keep them warm. If you've ever been in the desert, you know it gets cold in the desert. At night, it gets very cold in the desert. So they had understanding of times and knew what to do. Give me Psalm chapter 102 and verse 13. Psalms 102 and verse 13. I just want to build more into the spirit realm and build your faith. Continue to give you foundation for faith, to believe. Tell somebody, this is my appointed time.
This is my appointed
time. Now, when we talk about an appointed time, it's not necessarily limited to a moment. It's not necessarily limited to a day or a meeting. When God says that, God stands outside of time. Amen. It's not limited to a year. A month. Just know that it's your time.
Amen.
Psalm 102 verse 13. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come.
Amen.
I need to get a praise team back up here. I declare, y'all ain't putting me to sleep. Yay, the set time to favor Zion. That's the church. That's us. The set time to favor her has come. Remember, whenever God declares favor, there's some changes that have to take place. Do we need to go back to that and explore that again? Whenever God declares his favor, there are some changes coming down the road.
Amen.
Don't get discouraged. Listen, don't. See, he said, the stork, all of them know the time of migration, but my people. Because you hear a message like this, you get stirred in your spirit, and tomorrow you got to go face that old ugly boss. He ain't changed. Well, the word don't change either. What God said is going to come to pass. But that's when you get your eyes off the ugly boss, his ugly ways, and keep your eyes on the Lord and watch God bring to pass exactly what he said, because a set time to favor you has come. Tell somebody it's time to break out of the box. It's time to break out of the limitations. It's time. And that doesn't mean go and do something foolish, but it means in your heart, start believing God. Start expecting things from God. Start rejoicing where you were mourning. Amen. Start laughing where you were crying. Start believing where you were doubting. Amen. The migration has begun. When they came out of Egypt, they came out with a high hand. God's true to his word. Our part is to believe. Read things that cause you to believe. Listen to things that build up your faith. Amen. Block out all that other stuff. That toxicity. Those doubting Thomases. Those that don't have faith, that don't have the frequency of faith. Don't hate them, just block them out. Let's go to Daniel. Tell somebody, your set time is here. Now it's up to you what you do with that set time. Daniel chapter 12. Verse 3 and 4 to begin with. Daniel, speaking about the last or the latter day saints, he says, and they that be wise. Wise, I believe, pertains to understanding times, like Issachar, and knowing what to do. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Verse 4. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Knowledge shall be increased. All we have to do is look back a few years, not many years, and see how technology... Amen. How technology has increased exponentially. And probably even more so than that, because so much is not really revealed to us, the public, as to where all the AI is. But it's out there. Well, now imagine, too, the spiritual technology. The revelation knowledge. Here's a key. And those that are really good at this modern day technology, especially younger people, and some of the older people are really good at this technology. But with the technology comes a terminology. You ain't gonna hear nobody, you know, on their phone talking about a rotary phone now. Where that rotary phone at? You got a quarter for the payphone? No, why? The technology has changed. Where my iPhone at? iPhone. You never heard that word 25, 30, 40 years ago. You never heard a what phone? You know, they have a phone in your car. People thought you was rich if you ride down the road. And it wasn't cordless. It had a cord on it. You know, you was cool riding, you know, in your Thunderbird. But my point is, with the technology comes a terminology in order to stay up with it. So in the spirit realm, with the new spiritual technology, there has to be a terminology. Stop singing going up the rough side of the mountain. Stop singing 99 and a half won't do. Y'all get the drift here? Start singing songs of victory. Sing songs of praise like we did tonight. Sing songs that edify, that lift up your spirit. Stop moaning and groaning. Grab a hold of the spiritual technology. God said knowledge would be increased. He wasn't just talking about natural knowledge, spiritual knowledge. He's revealing himself in ways that have never been known on earth before. As a matter of fact, there's an anointing coming to the body of Christ, to a remnant people that are caught up to the throne, that will overshadow the anointing that the first disciples had. I don't care whether you believe it or not. Amen. It's going to overshadow. God has saved the best wine for last. All the other wine was wine from the vine. This wine ain't on no vine. It's divine. Amen. He called you into the kingdom for such a time as this. Where are we in Daniel? Get Daniel chapter 12, verse 9 and 10. Knowledge is increased. You seek, you'll find. You ask, you'll receive. You knock, God will open it to you. But we develop this. It doesn't happen overnight. This is why you develop, you grow, you increase capacity, so that when these things come to you, you're not overwhelmed. You don't become careless and a waster. You're not a leaking vessel. God bring your best blessing and it's gone. I always talk about that one fighter who beat Muhammad Ali and won $1 million. It's a big deal back then, $1 million. It's a big deal now. But he got $1 million. And in about a year's time, from what I remember reading and seeing, he lost it all. And it was a lot of money way back then. And he was back on the corner pitching pennies. Getting drunk. See, this is why God has brought you through your wilderness. That he might prove you and prepare you. So that when he does bless you, you won't forget him. I'm going to drive that home until somebody really gets a hold of that. The Lord's going to bless some of you until your socks come off. But he doesn't. He's going to do it with the prerequisite of you not forgetting him. Amen. Israel forgot God. Solomon got so blessed that in his older age, he married 700 women. Come on, Saul. What's up, man? And what they do, they turn his heart from the Lord. That's what mammon is. That's what God has prepared you. Amen. That's what God has prepared you. So that you will have a capacity to retain what he brings into your hand. Not just to only bless you, but for you to be a blessing. Whether monetarily, whether your spirit is just overflowing with revelation, love, joy, peace, all the world needs to pull some fruit from your tree. And you need to have some patience on that tree. Say amen over here. Amen. You need to have some love on that tree, some joy. Somebody needs to get around you that ain't got no joy. Amen. And you got joy. It doesn't mean that you're telling jokes. You just have joy. That joy will spill over on them before they know it. They feel like they can make it.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
And our salon is delighted to support WCNO Christian Radio. Our staff is committed to providing the finest hair care available for both men and women. Located at 2926 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, we can be reached at 772-283-4974.
I used to wonder how the scriptures could be true. It's because you first love this Lord is really why we love you. On today I stand convicted. In my heart I know it's true. There's no good thing I could have done.